Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Siyahlangana kwezekuseni mthwakazi omuhle ngolwesibili mhla ka 13 kumpalakazi 2022. Igama ngontungamili Nkomo. Enzi hamba pambili.
Yamangalisa ukuthi ubone izwe le-America libuya lingenela endaweni zethu ngapha ngendlela enjalo.
Ele Melika selethe seyindodana kamongameli Emerson Mnangagwa. U-Emerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso zenotho kanye lonkosikazi kakula kwaShitagwireyi libethesa umlando wenkohlakalo.
Umhlangano lona uqakatheke kuyo kakhulu i-America ngoba ithe iyalimuka kwaba yizinto ezimbili kuyo.
Uqala namuhla umhlangano wokugcilisa ubudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe yase-Afrika. Owe-US Africa Summit obizwe ngumongameli Joe Biden khonapha eWashington DC. Ihlandla lama-semifinals awe-FIFA World Cup liqala namuhla ngomdlalo ophakathi kwe-Argentina le-Croatia. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uhulumende waseMelika izolo wethese indodana kamongameli Emerson Mnangagwa, u-Emerson Mnangagwa Jr. kanye lonkosikazi kakula kwaShitagwireyi, uSandra Mpunga izijeziso zenotho, esithi ababili laba benza imisebenzi yenkohlakalo i-corruption. Ugatsha lukahulumende weMelika olwe-Office of Foreign Assets Control, i-OFAC, lwazise ukuthi uMnangagwa Jr. lo mkatagwireyi bafakelwe izijeziso lezi ndawonye lonqobile Magwizi, lo Obey Chimuka kanye lamankampani amabili lobudlelwano lotagwireyi abalisa Fossil Agro kanye le-Fossil Contracting. Izijeziso lezi zandulele umhlangano omkhulu ophakathi kukamongameli weMelika uMnumzana Joe Biden labakhokheli bamazwe yase-Afrika owe-US Africa Summit oqala namuhla khonapha eWashington DC. Umongameli Mnangagwa yena kanxuswanga kulomhlangano ngoba ungomunye wamalunga e-ZANU-PF afakelwa izijeziso zenotho nguhulumende waseMelika ebethesa umlando wokwephula amalungelo kaZulu. UMnumzana kuDakwaShitagwireyi ongumnikazi wenkampani yeSakunda Holdings njalo engumngane kamongameli Mnangagwa yena wetheswa izijeziso ngo-2020. Elemelika lazise njalo ukuthi selesule amabizo amanye amalunga eZANU-PF alitshumi lasikhombisa 17. Kuluhlu lwalo lwezijeziso abalisa uMnumzana Rugare Kumbo, u-Ignatius Chombo, Nicholas Koche labanye. Sixoxele siphathamandla sebandla le-Triple C eMelika uMnumzana Tim Moringayi.
I-America lokhu iqhubeka ngendaba yabo yama-sanctions, thina we have nothing to do with it. U-champion in chief uChamisa wakhuluma ngakho wathi ama-sanctions kumele ahambe, but i-America layo ibone ngantha kuqakathekile abakwenzayo.
Ithi njalo iMelika abantu laba baphatheke kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo esingathi yi-corruption. Okuludaba lani elihlala likhala ngalo ukuthi inkohlakalo ivelela kakhulu kuhulumende, lingathini ngalokho?
Hayi, njengoba ngikhulume kuqala laphana ngisithi mina i-America layo ifaka izijeziso after sebebona ukuthi inkohlakalo ihamba kanjani. So thina njenge-Triple C saqala sikhuluma from the beginning ukuthi ama-sanctions kumele akhitshwe, but ma bebone kuqakathekile ukuthi bafake njenge-America, hhayi thina siyaphonga ukukhangela lathi sibone ukuthi kuhamba njani.
Abe Zanu PF ubona bathu kuthele bathi izijeziso lezi ziveza sobala ukuthi uhulumende weMelika akazimiselanga ukuvuselela ubudlelwano bakhe leZimbabwe. Ungathini ngalokho?
Mina ngithi mina ma sifuna ukukhangela ukuthi izikonomi masikhangela ngendaba zeikonomi zamazwe wonke jikelela emhlabeni lapha bahamba through iAmelika noma kuyifinance, i-financial transactions, i-New York Stock Exchange. So ma iZimbabwe layo ifuna ukukhonsidwa, kumele ikhangele ukuthi izijeziso lezi zivela ngaphi, uye bangazilungisa njani. Thina asila ndaba lakho lokhu siyi-CCC, ngoba thina sabatshela sathi kumele babone labo ukuthi bayihambisa njani indaba leyo, ukuthi balungise izinto okumele iAmelika ikhiphe izijeziso.
Yona iZimbabwe siyazi ukuthi phakathi kwemizamo yokulungisa ubudlelwano bayo leMelika lamanye amazwe eyangentshonalanga esingathi ngama Western countries. Ngemva kwezijeziso lezi, ubona iZimbabwe iqhubeka yini izama ukudlelana lamazwe la ikakhulu iMelika, kumbe la izahle ikhalale iqalise ukwenza okwayo?
Into ehluphayo kathesi mnumzana Nkomo ikuthi we are a small world. We are connected, interconnected amazwe wonke. Imali zonke la ma-financial transactions adlula through iAmelika. So ukuthi iZimbabwe layo izonde ithi siyenze izinto zayo, bawuzama khonoko since 2001 befakelwa izijeziso, akukasebenzi. Siyabona ukuthi kathesi sokuafekta labantu abathengisa amatamatisi ezitradeni eZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Tim Moringai isiphathamandla sebandla le-CCC khonapha eMelika. Sixoxe njalo lelunga leZanu PF umnumzana Joseph Chuma, yena osole kakhulu lezi zijeziso.
Iyamangalisa ukuthi ubone ilizwe le-America libuya lingenela endabeni zethu ngapha ngendlela enjalo. Ngoba mina bengibona engazathi lobo sokufanana nokuthi kona usungena emzini womuntu, ngoba wena mhlawumbe uzibona uneziqwanga ezokuthi uyakwazi ukungena lapho ufuna khona, kukanti akumelanga kube yinto enjalo. Mina bengiqala ukuthi kona babekhangele izinto ababezikhangele ezingakhonoko komhlabathi nokunye lokho, kodwa nxasebeze kata njengokuthi kona kathi sebethethe unkosikazi katabhile nomntana kamongameli babafaka khonapho. Lakhe kahle pho abafuna ukujeziswa kuyini, njalo kunceda ngani, kusiza njani njengelizwe leZimbabwe? Sokubhekisa nje kuthi hhayi abantu nje abafuna ukujengisela iziqhwala zabo phezu kwabanye abantu.
IMelika baba Chuma ithi abantu laba baphatheka kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo, yikho nje befakwe kuzijeziso lezi, ikakhulu ekuthiwa badlelana lo baba uTagwirei. IMelika ethi ngumuntu okhohlakeleyo kakhulu.
Umnumzana uTagwirei siye sambona, ngiyabona ebeku-graduation ceremony esolusi university, echasisa ukuhamba kwakhe ikhampani ubana yakuqala njani njalo ngowapha umnyaka xangakephambalisi. Ngiyabona wathi ngo-2001 ne-2003 ekhula waze wafaka indlu yakhe, wathengisa indlu yakhe ukuthi akhulisele ibhizinisi yakhe, wakhuliseya phambili. Mina bengicabanga ukuthi kona abantu abanjenge-America ekhuluma nge-democracy njalo lokuthi umuntu nxa ethiwa wona uwomile uqala ahanjiswe emthethandaba andibana ukuthi yozoba yiwomile, but umuntu uyaprecharge kuna afake kuhle phambi komthethandaba. Pho bona nxa bezakhuluma ngokuthi bona oTagwirei labona labo unkosikazi wakhe labo bayenza i-corruption eyinto esingakayiboni thina lapha, ngoba even ama-courts ethu asike ngetawona ekhona efikayo yamtraya genezi yambamba ukuthi yenze ulutho olubi.
Ungathi izijeziso lezo kwengezwa kwazo kuthiya imizamo yeZimbabwe leMelika zokuthi zivuselele ubudlelwano ingapi?
yalimaza kakhulu sibili ngoba angiyabona umongameli welizwe uthethe isinqumo sokuthi bona iZimbabwe izaba umngami wamazwe wonke, ayifuni ukuthi ibe nesitha ngitshela sinye. Yikho ubona ethethe uhlelo lalolo lokuthi bona engage and re-engage. Xa ngithi engage sithi abanye mhlawumbe bethi ngazani nabo sidinge ubudlelwane nabo. I-re-engagement ilabo ebevele sizwalana nabo kodwa sagqina sesingasazwanani. So sifuna ukuthi sibuyele bekingayo bakithi mayoyo asikhulumeni umlotha sibuyele sisizwane njalo njengankulumo besikwenza makokuqala. Manje pho laba sebekutengisa-ke lokwana thithi ngesingizi i-big brother mentality yokukhuluma nje yibhuli inoloko lokwana nje ukuthi wena ufuna ukuhlukumeza njeti utengisele kona wena ulamandla ukuthi ungayenza ngitsho la yini oyithandayo.
Umnumzana Joseph Chuma ulilunga lebandla lezano PF sixoxela ekobulawayo. Kusenjalo uqala namuhla umhlangano wokugxilisa ubudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe yase-Afrika obizwe ngumongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden. UBiden uzahlangana labakhokheli bamazwe e-Afrika laba khonapha eWashington DC bekhulumisana ngokuchiyeneyo okugoqela amabhizimusi. Umongameli yamasoni Mnangagwa yena kanxuswanga ngoba wetheswa izijeziso yiMelika isithi akahloniphi amalungelo kaZulu. IZimbabwe izamelwa ngumphathintambo wayo obona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe umnumzana Frederick Shaba emhlanganweni lo. Ngokuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
Umhlangano ofana nalona uqakatheke kakhulu kodwa phela ukufanele sikunanzelele ukuthi umbuzo ocishe uhambisane nawo lo obuzayo uqakatheke kubani. Ungabe uqakatheke kuwona ama-Afrika noma uqakatheke kwi-America njengezwekazi elikhulu emhlabeni? Impendulo kulokho Nkomo ukuthi umhlangano lona uqakatheke kuyo kakhulu i-America ngoba ithe iyalimuka kwaba izinto ezimbili kuyo. Okokuqala, umongameli lona ophumile uDonald Trump simbonile indlela akade busa ngayo, uye wayisusa i-America kuyibalazo lezwe lomhlaba. Wagxila kakhulu kwizwe lese-America, wanciphisa ubudlelwano balo namanye amazwe. Okwesibili, i-America ithe iyaphaphama yathola ukuthi iChina okuyimbangi yayo enkulu namhlanje emhlabeni kwezomnotho, kwezontuthuko, kwezobuchwepheshe, i-technology, yathola ukuthi i-America iChina siyithathe kakhulu, isingene kakhulu e-Africa. Kanti ekuqaleni i-Africa kwakuyindawo ye-America ne-Europe nje ababedlalela kuyo. Bathe bayalimuka bathola ukuthi sebevuleke igephu, isikhala esesisetshenziswe yiChina. Esikubonayo ngalo mhlangano-ke, uBiden uzama-ke ukunciphisa lelo gephu ebeselivulekile.
Umongameli Mnangagwa Babunkomo akekho kulo mhlangano ngoba wetheswa izijeziso zenotho yiMelika. Esikubone kusenzakala izolo njalo iMelika sibone isethesa indodana kaMnangagwa u-Emerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso ezifanayo kanye lo nkosikazi kaKulakwashita Gwirei labanye abachiyeneyo ibethesa umlando wokuphatheka kundaba zenkohlakalo i-corruption okuyinto eyenzakala ngesikhathi iZimbabwe leMelika njalo zisitizizama ukuvuselela ubudlelwano. Ungathini ngalokho?
Okokuqala bamnkomo, kuyasibonisa lokhu ukuthi i-America ayigqize chakala ngobudlelwano bayo kwezomnotho nezwe leZimbabwe ngoba iyazi vele ukuthi izuza kakhulu kwamanye amazwe. Sizabona-ke ukuthi la e-Afrika kunamanye amazwe abuseka kangcono kakhulu i-America ejabulela ukuthi yakhe ubudlelwano nawo
singabala kwamanye amazwe yona le South Africa, o Kenya, sibungeno Zambia manje, maningi nje amazwe esingawabala iAmerica ebheke kuwona. Kodwa ke lokhu ekwenzayo futhi iAmerica, sizakhumbula futhi ukuthi kwezepolitiki kuningi okwenziwa yizano okungawuculisiyo umhlaba. Kukhetho lolu lokuvala izikhala akade lukhona olokuchibiyela sibonile izano ithaya abantu ihlukumeza amalungelo abantu zonke lezo zinto.
Umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo uhlaziya ezombusazwe sixoxela ekwele South Africa. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni. iNewsday ithi ugatsha lwezempilakahle solulaye abongi ukuthi baye emhlanganweni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa eHarare kusasa ozaqhutshwa phansi kwendikimba ethi nyika inobakwaneveni bayo kumbe ilizwe lakhiwa ngabanikazi. iChronicle ithi uhulumende weZimbabwe uqaphe isimo kwezempilakahle kulandela ukuqhamuka komkhakha omutsha we-COVID-19 kwele Botswana. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Studio 7 linjani, linjani wasakazi wethu lesazwe indaba zeZimbabwe ezingathathi hlangothi. Angilankani ngento eyenziwe nguChiwenga. UChiwenga akalanhloni sibili. Esuka khona le kibe emashwela lende siyavulisa isibhedlele ematiplende siyakhiwe ngabantwana besigaba. Abantwana besigaba bazakhele beyakhela abadala babo. So uChiwenga sezovulisa isibhedlele leso ezoqhatsha abantu bakibo khona ngale bavele emashwela lende. Akulungakho lokho yena abakwenza uChiwenga. Akulungakho. Ngempela ikliniki le ibekumele ukuthi ivulwe ngomasebhu abesigaba ngoba into le iyezwe abantu babo bona uChiwenga uma befuna ukuvula ikliniki kaba yakhe iyabo iklinika behambe beyivulela abantu njengohulumeni kanti bathi bawuhulumeni wabantu kanti manje uma bewuhulumeni wabantu abantu bazakhela njani noma kliniki ona bekhona. Not fair, it's not fair. uChiwenga akuthi nje abantu abangalanhloni kabayangeki umuntu wakhona uyaphonguka vele ebantwini nje into engayakhwanga nguwe vele kadingeki kade ngadingeki uChiwenga kanti sibahle baze baqeda inyama baqedele izakhamizi izinyama esuka khona le eHarare soqedela abantu baseplumtree inyama yabo shuwala masochable uChiwenga. Hayi hayi zinuke nabagwaba abantu bemashona lady. Hawu hawu okunye kuyayangisa manje.
Msakazi, msakazi kangibingelele msakazi, msakazi wami omuhle, labalaleli bonke, linjani, linjani basakazi bethu. Okhulumayo ngesijumba msakazi. Bengithi lami ngeke ngiphawule lolu daba lolu lwama-MPs lawa athola imali ezinkulu kangako, abantu behlupheka. Msakazi, lawo ma-MP lawa akusibo bantu okufanele ukuthi abe bamela abantu, ngoba buka-ke bathatha leyo mali begijimisa ukwakha izindlu zabo, bakhohlwe ukuthi bathethe imali yelive. Ngabe bathatha leyo mali bavule amapulazi kulinywe loba amatamatisi loba yini ezenza abantu bakwazi ukuthola umsebenzi abantu baselizweni ilizwe lakhiwe. So kuyacaca ukuthi lokho ngabantu nje abafuna ukuzidlela, abafuna ukudla esiswini sabo kuphela, abamelanga abantu. So abafunakala abantu abanjalo. Kuyimi engibaphethe vele bengiyahle mbaxotshe same time, hayi ukuthi mhlawumbe bengizothini. Abafanelanga kumela abantu labo msakazi. Imali msakazi ayinikezwe abantu abasebenza ngaphandle kwelizwe, yibo abantu abazoza le plan yokwakha ilizwe, yibo abantu abalomqondo wokusebenza abangeke bathathe imali bayidlalise. Mina ngokubona kwami lawa ama-MP kuyafana le mali lama-15,000 esezwa kuthiwa anikezwa ama-overt kudala, benzani ngayo?
Salibonani basazi be-Studio 7, siyalibingelela njalo bo-Chris Gandela bontungamini Nkomo ngomsebenzi womuhleli wenzayo lapho. Hayi, sithanda ukubonga imibuzo eliyibuzo okubaba uGahule yababuza impela nge-corruption esezweni, uyafuna ukuphendula laphana uyezwakala ngemali leyo okuthiwa kumele kube namapulazi kulungisweniile ukuze ngezelelwe ugesi ngendaba zamasola kumbe ezomoya kanjani njani, kuyezwakala impela ukuthi kule mali ezafakwa lapho kodwa kulabantu abakade idliwa ngobayo. njani. Ma ungakhumbula ukuthi uzibuse simthetheni nini, kwenzakaleni, kwenzakalani, ngokuwe khuluma baba lapho ukuthi umgwaqo uyasala ingaphelanga, amadama asala engaphelanga kubangelwa yini. Ma uthi uyabheka ngiyakuzwa linganisa leSouth Africa ukuthi Eskom nayo iyahlupheka ngogesi. Yes, of course, eSouth Africa into zangikhona beziphilwa lona leyo mpilo ebiphilwa khona lapho kubozana uPF into eyimfihlo. Kodwa kuthe sokuqala ukuvela ababona, babona ukuthi kune-corruption, bababhedulula babashiye babachayile. Lini elingavumi ukukhulunywa kwenu kuyesabeka. Ma umongameli walapha eSouth Africa le mali engange-20 engaba ama-millions amadola ajontshwe endlini. What about lina khona ngapho elingafuni ukukhulunywa, elingafuni ukusolwa? Lile malini-ke lina? Izimali nazo ziyaphuma ama-500 million okuthiwa amagranti la anikezwa wona ama-ministers. Kanti kasebenzi ama-ministers wona lawo? Asebenzi na umbuzo yokuthi abasebenzini. Imali yonke engaka ezibhedlela kunamithi, akulalutho. Ezikolweni siyanikezwa ukuthiwa sizithengele amabhuku. Kodwa bona umnanga wakho abathi befundisa abantu babo izinto bebezihola esikolweni.
Sinibone Studio 7, sinibone ninjani na hayi nami ngiyaphila. Sibona nje kuyaluyalu
obezwe lakithi.
Kunento njengibuza eyodwa kubantu laba abayemukele i-40,000. Yebo, yeyo imali ye-fraud leyo. Into engiyibuzayo ukuthi kanti i-government yake yaba nemali kumbe imali abantu abakulona i-bank. So lapha kulombuzo onzima kimi engizibuza wona ukuthi hawu kanti kuhamba njani iZimbabwe sile bank kumbe i-reserve bank yiyo eboleka abantu imali yokuthiwa ngiyakulona. So le mali le ebalelwa izandla ile problem. So ke into engizama ukuyichazisela abantu lapha ukuthi hayi lapha abantu laba abayemukela imali sebeyemukela imali ngendlela engayisiyiyo ngoba ayila bank statement ukuthi imali ngithole ebank kuhamba kanje kanje kanje. So enye into engizama ukuyifaka lapha ukuthi ama-MPs bengazami ukuzidefenda ngento engalala msebenzi. Bona bareceive imali yobusela.
Ngeke ngithi ukulibingelela abalaleli nabasakazi beStudio 7. Eh, namithi inhliziyo yami ibuhlungu kakhulu kakhulu ngalo ubaba abathi umgawule lo. Mina yenze imfise nje ngize ngihambisane lomunye ubaba kwakhuluma wathi imali yabe liswelo kokuthi lifake umuntu ongakhuluma lani khulumela izano ngalula lifake izinja nje zikhonkothe than kufake ugawule. Ugawule into ayikhuluma akayazi ukuthi umi kuphi akakwazi. Vele singamfanana sasithi ngumalulwani nje ukuthi kuyaphapha inyoni kodwa ungakubheka kahle ligundwani isinanakazana akaqedakali ukuthi yena umi kuphi ugawule unjani.
Labo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo ngeWhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli ungasithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Voice of America ithi ibandla elibusayo kwele South Africa ele-ANC lisungula umhlangano walo wokukhetha abakhokheli abatsha kuliviki ngesikhathi lisehla kakhulu inani labantu abasekela leli bandla. Umsakazo munye uthi umongameli wakwele Russia umnumzana Vladimir Putin kasoze aqhube umhlangano wakhe avame ukuwenza ephendula imibuzo yentatheli zindaba lonyaka. Lokhu ngokwakuqala ukuthi uPutin ehluleke ukwenza lomhlangano phakathi kweminyaka elithumi edluleyo. Isizathu asaziwa. Kodwa lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ele Russia liphakathi kokulwisana lele Ukraine.
Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 eqhutshelwa eQatar. Lalela umsakazo we-VOA Studio 7 uze konke okuphathelane lomncintiswano lo. Sixoxisana labadlali benguqu abachiyeneyo, abaqeqeshi kanye labalandeli balomdlalo emhlabeni jikelele, okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalimidlalo suku ngosuku. Umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Asikholiseni imidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022. Sisonke. FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar.
Ihlandla lama-semifinals omncintiswano weFIFA World Cup lisungulwa namuhla kwele Qatar. Ngomdlalo ophakathi kweArgentina leCroatia. IMorocco eyilolodwa iqembu lase-Afrika eselisele kwimidlalo idlala leFrance kusasa. Kubika intatheli zindaba eStudio 7 uEzra Chisaswanda.
IMorocco edume igama lokuthi the Atlas Lions igengule iPortugal 1-0 emdlalweni wabo wama-quarterfinals benza imbali enkulu ngoba kungela qembu le-Afrika elake lafika kulesi sibanga. Mnumzana Thulani Ndlovu uthi imidlalo yalo nyaka ibe simanga ngoba kade kungela muntu obekhalele impumela ezikhona manje.
Khanye ngathi ngokwenzakala kwakhona kuzathatha itimu engazake ithathe lapha ngokubona kwami. Khangelela uChrissy idlala ibhola elimnandi kakhulu. Itali le Morocco la ingathi seduzana phela uqala sasikwazi vele Spain baba phakathi Brazil baba nomubukeli World Cup iqalisa nje uyabukwazi ukucinga ukuthi kuyi Spain le Brazil lapho Argentina amabhethi vele asenze sangaboni into World Cup ngoba I think imagine vele ibhora ndivukele ka one
okufakazwa ngesinye njalo esakamiza kobulawa uNico Khumalo.
Hawu uyabona le World Cup le ibhodiyanti itricky kodwa definitely iArgentina ngibona izathatha ngoba anti uyabona iArgentina ngehistory even if they start slow they get stronger with every stage they get to and then again Messi is the driving force because he needs to equal Maradona's status by winning at least the World Cup. He has won everything.
Umehlulisanto Dube uthi iqembu leMorocco yilo lizathatha inkezo yeWorld Cup.
Asiyesabo olokuzena uMessi. Hayi akula daba labo Messi. Modern dlala iborufali ground yonke sidlalela mnandi. Namanye ama-teammates akhe basapotana kuhle sibi. Croatia versus Morocco final.
Isithatha Croatia.
First African team uyangena ku-final. Morocco ba ama team amakhulu nala utothwa kulabo German labo bani bahle bephume masinya sesadina wabo Brazil labo German ni dominance yabo.
Umnumzana Matuseli Dlamini wempophoma ngomunye wabathi ngeke babhejele imidlalo le futhi.
Lapha yi 50-50 tisa lapha any team ingathatha la. But ngaba le upper hand mboni France ingathatha.
Argentina la Messi.
The strike force ilayo but kwezi ama departments amanye hayi ngani yale kare.
Abesifazane abakhuthazwa ngudokotela uSindi ukuthi bangahluphani labo mkabo nxa befuna ukubukela ibhola kumabonakude.
Ukuthi kube mnandi endlini ngaleso sikhathi so kumele mama umsupport ubaba mayithanda ibhola kungaba ngiremote ukuthi wena ufuna ukubukela lokhana lalokhana umsupport ngoba iWorld Cup is just for a short time iyadlula kodwa amasopi aphele ahlele khona. Ngizithandela nje amateammates eAfrica lapha but sendilahliswe eSenegal leGhana ndahlisile kodwa hayi ithemba lami sengikhangelele yona iMorocco.
Kodwa mama kuma-semifinals iqembu leCroatia lingilana lele Argentina kodwa ngolesithathu ebusuku iMorocco idlala leFrance. Amaqembu amabili anqoba kulimdlalo azadibana ngesonto kubanga inkezo yeWorld Cup ka-2022 eQatar. Ngimele Studio 7 igama lomngezo Jesus Bar.
Sibonge ijaha elidala uEzra Chisaspanda singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Elemelika selethese indodana kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uEmmerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso zenotho ndawonye lonkosikazi kakula kwashetagwireyi libethesa umlando wenkohlakalo. Uqala namhla umhlangano wokugxilisa wobudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe aseAfrika obizwe ngumongameli Joe Biden khonapha eMelika. Ihlandla lama semifinals awe FIFA Soccer World Cup liqala namhlanje umdlalo phakathi kweArgentina leCroatia. Kwanele mthwakazo omuhle likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-half past 7 na asibeni sonke kwezekuseni njalo kusasa ngo-half past 6. Yimi uNtunga Milinkomo, litshone kuhle.